Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, September 19th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Back home, suspect caught suing the oil companies. And dude, where's my jet? I haven't seen that headline once. How could someone not have? Is it too easy? No one grabbed it? Dude, where's my jet? It's all coming up then. Bill will be here with you, our message of the day. But first, the five Americans. Remember a couple weeks ago, we heard about they were going to be freed from custody in Iran. Well, they just arrived in the United States. Joe Biden said today, five innocent Americans who were imprisoned in Iran are finally coming home. I'm so grateful to our partners, including the governments of Qatar, Oman, Switzerland, and South Korea. The Secretary of State made note of Bob Levinson, a former FBI agent who is still unaccounted for more than 16 years after he was abducted in Iran. Iran gets $6 billion in frozen oil revenues, but they can only put it towards humanitarian purposes. But we all know money is fungible, so it can be moved around and used for different things. The LA Sheriff's Office has caught a suspect. Ryan Klinkenbrumer was ambushed by a 29-year-old man shot in the head. Ryan's father and grandfather were both LA Sheriff deputies, and he proposed to his girlfriend 4 days prior to being murdered. The suspect is Kevin Cataneo Salazar. He barricaded himself in his home for hours. Police used chemical agents to draw him out. So far this year, five officers have been killed in ambush attacks. There were 12 ambush attacks last year. The state of California is suing the world's biggest oil companies, saying they knowingly deceived the public about the use of their product, that product being gasoline, and its effect on the climate with global warming. ExxonMobil, Shell, BP, ConocoPhillips, and Chevron. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, said these folks had the information and lied to us, and we could have staved off some of the most significant consequences of global warming. It's shameful. It sickens you to your core. Friendly reminder that literally everything you own was brought to you by fossil fuels. I still can't believe this story's real. A pilot ejected from an F-35 near Charleston, South Carolina, and then we lost the plane. How can that possibly be? The military literally tweeted out a phone number if you've seen their missing F-35 anywhere. The commandant of the Marine Corps issued a 2-day stand down until they can figure out what the heck is going on. The jet was on autopilot when the pilot ejected, and now they don't know where it is. How is that? How is it? It's an $80 million plane. But perhaps this confirms that it is indeed very, very stealth. Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal is an excellent columnist. On Friday, she reported that suspicious banking transfers were reported 170 times in transactions made by Hunter and Jim Biden, the president's brother. That may be a record. The FBI could have easily opened an investigation 5 years ago and developed that information. Apparently, the Bureau did little or nothing even after an FBI informant reported that Hunter and his father, Joe, each received $5 million from the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. It's the FBI's mandate to look into allegations made against powerful politicians. Somebody tell Director Ray. The House Oversight Committee, driven by Republicans, did investigate the banking red flags and came up with a labyrinth of shell corporations routinely funneling foreign money to Hunter Biden. Now, three House committees want to see the personal banking records of both Joe and Hunter, and here's a shock. The two men are refusing to hand them over. I could be desperately wrong, but I think Joe Biden did do corrupt things while enriching his family. I also believe those things will eventually be on vivid display. If so, Joe will have to go. In my mind, it's when, not if. Again, I could be wrong. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Let's go to the Mail. Larry, concierge member. I don't think you're mistaken, Bill. I can't understand why Speaker McCarthy just sits there and lets them get away with it. How about getting rid of the so-called attorney general? McCarthy has no power to get rid of anybody. We've got to be in a real world here, Larry. People can't get rid of anybody. Biden appointed Merrick Garland, and Biden can fire him, that's all. You can impeach him, and maybe down the road McCarthy will do that. Rick Holiday, Lake Havasu City, Arizona. Thanks for letting us know who is running the Biden administration. Now tell us who hired them. Chief of Staff Jeff Zients, Z-I-E-N-T-S, Z-I-E-N-T-S. He hires the staff at the White House. Bill Flecky, Parker, Colorado, is a premium member. Enjoy the No Spin News every night. And I'm looking forward to killing the witches. But killing Crazy Horse had too much graphic violence for me. Well, witches, a little violent, okay, comes out in a week. Crazy Horse is more violence in it, but witches is not for the timid. It's a good Halloween book, I'll tell you that. It's pretty scary. But Bill's question is, you stated President Biden knew his family was grifting millions of dollars. He had to know. That sounds like an opinion. Is that a fact or an opinion? If you are a responsible father and your son is coming into $20 million and you don't know it, you tell me. Tony Agarlowicz, Boaz, Alabama. Haven't seen or heard anything about Dr. Jill after she got COVID. Is she okay? She is fine. And she's right back at the president's side. Wherever he is, she is. In a moment, something you might not know.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy, ramp.com/easy, ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC, terms and conditions apply.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 53 years ago today, one of the most successful sitcoms of all time debuted on CBS. The program featured a female TV producer and her crew at a Minneapolis news station. Here is the story of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. The actress became a national celebrity for her role in the Dick Van Dyke Show. After that series ended in 1966, CBS executives offered Mary her own program. The Mary Tyler Moore Show debuted on September 19, 1970. It was an instant success. Each week, 30 million Americans tuned in to see Mary and her crew. During its seven-year run, the show earned 29 Emmys, a record for network television. The last episode aired in March 1977.
Take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile. Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it. Love is all around, no need to waste it. You can have the town, why don't you take it? You're gonna make it after.
After that finale, Mary Tyler Moore moved to film, winning an Oscar nomination for her role in the 1980 Ordinary People. She passed away in 2017 at the age of 80. Ed Asner reprised his role as Lou Grant in a spinoff CBS. He is the only actor to win Emmys for the same character in both comedy and drama categories. Asner died in August 2021. Gavin McLeod, Murray Slaughter in the show, turned in his typewriter for a captain's hat, playing Captain Steubing on the Love Boat. McLeod passed away in 2021 at the age of 90. And here's something else you might not know. There is a 15-foot bronze statue in downtown Minneapolis celebrating one of the show's most memorable moments, Mary Tyler Moore's iconic hat toss during the opening credits of the show. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.